Growing up, my sister was the one who always wanted to find the Christmas gifts ahead of time. We'd search the house, we'd look under beds and in closets and up in the attic, and eventually my parents got smart enough to start wrapping the presents ahead of time. But my sister got even smarter, learning how to peel the tape away so that you could look under the wrapping paper. I was the one who always wanted to wait. I didn't want to find out ahead of time. I wanted to wait until Christmas morning because it seemed so much more exciting to me to wait until that last possible second to open up the gift. I loved the anticipation of it. I think that's part of the reason that Advent is one of my favorite seasons, because for me, Advent is all about anticipation. It's about waiting until Christmas. It's about thinking about all of the good things that are on their way, that are coming. And for me, sitting in Advent and waiting through that anticipation makes Christmas even more joyous, because I've been waiting for it. Now, this has caused some tension over the years between me and certain members of the congregation and certain, probably all of the choir, because I banned things like Christmas carols, and we can't talk about Christmas until we get to that point. Sorry. It's one of the things that I love about this Advent carol that we'll be hearing us sing later. It's a wonderful piece of music in building up that anticipation. It builds it and builds it and builds it, and it doesn't resolve. It just leaves you hanging. And I think that's okay for this time of year. I'll come back to Advent in a second. I want to talk a little bit about Josiah. Again, this is kind of one of those long, maybe a little bit complicated readings, lots of names that don't seem to really mean anything, but for the listeners who originally heard this story, all of those names put Josiah in a specific place at a specific time and built him up. It talks about what a great leader Josiah was, this king who inherited the throne at 8 years old and never strayed from God's path, always did the righteous thing. And Josiah spends some money and puts work into rebuilding the temple, into fixing it up again. And in the course of that story, they rediscover the book of Torah, the Bible, the book of law. And it's interesting, one of the commentators that I was reading mentions that they don't really say how it was discovered. Was it like buried under a pile of rubble, or was it locked away, hidden by one of the previous kings who wasn't a follower of God, or had it just been lying on a shelf somewhere, forgotten for years? And I think it's interesting how Josiah rediscovers this book, and even though Josiah has been a perfect king and has never strayed from the righteous path, he rediscovers his faith by finding the Torah. And he shares that faith with the people that he serves. And he becomes intentional about why he does what he does as he follows God. Now, there are other pastors out in the world who feel the same way that I do about Advent, that it gets a little bit lost in the cultural Christmas season that we often serve. So there's this movement that started a few years ago by a handful of pastors, and they call it the Advent Conspiracy. They talk about reclaiming Advent, rescuing Advent from the cultural Christmas, and for them it's really about rescuing Advent from the consumerism that we often find ourselves embroiled in this time of year. And so they've come up with four themes that sort of match the themes that we usually go with on throughout Advent. And the four Advent conspiracy themes are worship fully, spend less, give more, and love all. So today we talk about worshiping fully. And we talk about what it means for us to worship fully in the season of Advent. And about thinking about, like Josiah, who maybe has been doing the right thing all along, but takes a moment to think about why he does this. And I think this is something that we've been doing pretty good at over the past few years. We had a great meeting last year after the Christmas season was over. Talked about what we all got meaning from, what different people connected with during this time of year. And I love that about us. Because I've started to realize that maybe I'm not the only one that's right about the season of Advent. See, it was perfectly fine for my sister to go and find the gifts a little bit early, and it was just as fine for me to wait until Christmas. And so I think it's okay for me to be the crabby old Scrooge, not wanting to hear any Christmas carols or sing any Christmas carols until Christmas Eve. And it's also wonderful for everyone who gets joy from singing those songs, maybe even like on Halloween night, or seems to get earlier and earlier. But what's important is the conversation. What's important is the relationship. What's important is us being intentional with each other. So I want to hear your stories this season. And I want you to share your stories with others. Talk about what brings you joy during Advent and during Christmas. Talk about where you find hope in the Christmas story. Talk about your favorite carols and your favorite songs and your favorite stories of growing up and looking for presents, or catching your children looking for presents. Because overall, no matter how we celebrate it, no matter what forms of worship we use, this is a season of hope. A season to look forward about all of the hoped-for things in the world that God has intended for us. And also a season to be thankful for what we have received. And so throughout this season of Advent and Christmas, I invite you to wonder about how you celebrate Advent. To wonder and be intentional about how you can worship even more fully this time of year. And to share your stories of hope. Please join me in prayer. Oh God of hope, we thank you for this season of light in the darkness. We thank you for giving us a community where we can discover our faith by wondering about how we can worship you fully. Be with us through this season and always. In your name we pray.